everybody. Okay, welcome to our Joy Kids Christmas program. I'm Amy Johnson, the youth director here. I also have some lovely ladies and helpers and gentlemen that help us each week. So if they could just stand up quickly, because I'll forget to do it at the end. If you help a Joy Kid, stand up, Kathy. Stand up, Nancy. Stand up. Do it anyways. Ruby. Patty's in the back. Dean's hiding in the back room, not listening. Dean Ramsey, stand up. There are also many other people that help us, but several of them have gone to warmer weather for the winter, just in time for this lovely cold weather we have today. Your kids have worked really hard on this. They are really, really good singers. They're all a little bit silly, though, so thanks for that, guys. I have nothing else to say because they are the stars of the show. So, welcome to His Name is Jesus.
Can you imagine a perfect world that God created?
Yeah, but it didn't really stay that way. People sinned and messed it up. Achoo!
When I make something perfect and someone messes it up, I get so mad.
Not God. He still loves us. In fact, He made an amazing promise, a promise to make things right.
A promise to save us through one very special person.
God promised us to send us a Savior, the Messiah.
For generations, God's people waited for the Messiah. God's prophecies gave them hope and a lot of names for this special person. The Bible promises, for into us a child born, into us a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6.
How long would you wait for such an amazing gift?
I don't know, 10 minutes?
God's people waited a long, long time, centuries, and then finally the Messiah came.
God, who chose an ordinary girl, Mary, to give birth to his son.
Mary and her husband, Joseph, have traveled to Bethlehem to take part in a census. Joseph was a descendant of King David, and everyone had to register in the town where their ancestors were from.
There wasn't any room at the inn in Bethlehem when Mary and Joseph got there, so they made their bed from a night a stable.
What, like a barn?
That's right, animals and everything. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verse 7.
God had promised this special person would come, and it happened. But like he said, behold, a virgin a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they'll call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23.
Okay, this must be one amazing baby. He was just born, and he already had all of those names.
No kidding. And God wasn't finished yet. He sent out some birthday invitations for his newborn son.
Like Evites?
Well, not exactly. There were some shepherds watching their sheep over the hills outside Bethlehem.
Case they wouldn't have the internet.
Nope. So God sent something even better.
I can't think of anything better than internet.
The shepherds were out on the hillside, just watching their sheep in the dark, when suddenly an angel appeared in the blaze of light.
That sounds terrifying.
No kidding, but the angels told them not to be afraid. He told them the best news imaginable.
The birthday invitation?
Yes, he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.
Thank you.
So these ordinary shepherds got to see baby Jesus on the night he was born. I would have loved to go to that birthday party.
Me too, but the angels told them to look for a baby in a manger. I wonder how many stables they checked before they found him. I mean, it's not like as if there were balloons making the birthday party house.
That's true, but God did put a very special marker to show where Jesus was born. A new star appeared in the sky.
Wow, I'm going to tell my parents I want one of those for my next birthday. That star brought more guests to the celebration, didn't it?
It sure did. Some wise men in the east saw the star when it appeared. They knew it meant a new king had been born, a very special king.
The Bible tells us they made an incredible journey to celebrate the newborn king. They asked, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worshiping him." Matthew 2:2.
When they found Jesus, they bowed down and worshipped him. They even brought special gifts for the baby, expensive gifts. Gifts fit for a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Word obviously got around this party. With such a special king, maybe we should celebrate this birthday every year.
Good idea. Everyone should celebrate the King of Kings.
Christ, Prince of Peace, Son of God, so many names.
Obviously, just one name didn't describe this amazing person God sent to save us.
And Christmas is very special, but birthday party doesn't describe what this day means for us.
When this baby was born at Christmas, God fulfilled his promise to save us from our sin, the sin that had messed up his whole world in the first place.
The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16.
That's right. This baby would grow up to be one who would die for our sins and make us perfect in God's eyes once more.
This baby born at Christmas is our Messiah.
Our Emmanuel.
Our Lord.
Our King of Kings.
Our Savior.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Joy to
Okay, so before... Oh, kids, freeze. Up here. Okay, before I let you guys sit down, just a second. Make sure, put your hats on. Tim, I'm going to make you come down here for a second. Okay, so before I make them sit down and they chill, you guys are going to stand, freeze in your positions, get in a window. Parents, I'm going to let them stand. I'm going to move out of the way. If you want to take a picture of them in this position, this is your chance. Okay, kids, quiet. Hold your sticks the right way, Graceland. Shh. Hold it the other way. Okay, I'm going to move. They're gonna take